Good morning, everyone. Rio Tinto's iron ore boss says long-term demand for iron ore in China remains strong despite volatility in the country's share market. The Shanghai Composite Index fell dramatically in its last hour of trade on Monday and had another volatile day yesterday before ending marginally lower at 1.3%. Rio's Andrew Harding says the company isn't worried about short-term market fluctuations in China. Meanwhile, Chinese authorities have pledged more support for the stock exchange to ensure market stability over there. Twitter's revenue and earnings for the second quarter have beaten expectations, but co-founder Jack Dorsey has said he is not satisfied with its user growth. The microblogging site posted revenue of $502 million, up 61% year-on-year, beating its own top forecast. But active users reached 316 million in the period, up only slightly on the first quarter. Mr. Dorsey said the firm had to do more to realise its full potential. To the markets, and some strong corporate earnings as well as more stability on Chinese markets saw Wall Street lift overnight. The Dow gained 190 points, the Nasdaq was up 49 points, while the S&P 500 was up 1.25%. In London, the FTSE was up 0.8%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $48 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $57 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,095 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 73 US cents, 66 euro cents and 47 pence sterling.